Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sharp and Benning in the morning on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app.
The Pizza King of Paisans, Matt Verzel, joins us here on Sharp and Benning in the morning. Verz, I do apologize. There was some miscommunication between me and Chance there. I thought you were on at 9:40. I apologize for getting to you late.
No problem.
You sound like you're in a good mood. I'm assuming that's because you just got back from your world-famous nephew trip that you take once a year. It looks like you guys were up in Minneapolis. How much fun was that 10-inning game with the Blue Jays?
We were not at the 10-inning game.
Oh,
we were at the Stralacan.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought the date was the same.
Guerrero Jr. hit a baseball, the hardest I've ever seen it hit. It maybe got 20 foot off the ground, and whoever was in the outfield probably died.
RIP to that guy, then.
Yeah, it was a rope.
Was that the highlight of the trip, or was there a couple other things that made the list?
No, we just it's just fun. We go have a good time, and you know, guys being dudes and all that stuff. And it's just get them out of town, get them away from their parents, and let them get in trouble and do some stuff, and you know, break a couple rules when nobody's looking, and have some fun.
What's a good eating spot? I go to Minneapolis kind of frequently, and I never know where to eat. I try something different every time, and I've yet to be impressed. Do you have a suggestion?
Actually, you have a hidden gem there in the office. Sharpie gave me a bunch of stuff with his ties to Minnesota. Matt's Bar and Grill, or Matt's Burger and Grill, was good.
Okay.
Red Cow was another good place we ate. We got into town super late, so we just ordered some takeout pizza that wasn't bad. But yeah. And then the next day we were at the Mall of America. We were waiting outside for our Uber when the guy started shooting in there, so we got lucky there.
Oh, wow.
We were at the food court that day.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, I'm glad you guys were right, though. I didn't realize that. I thought there was almost a couple days difference there. That's terrifying. I'm glad you're right, though, Verz. How are things looking out at Scott? You guys are getting Bennington week one, no Dylan Mostek. How are things looking?
You know, the boys have done a good job. I don't know much about any other position. I just know my guys are right and ready. So they worked hard, and we're probably in a little bit better shape than we've been in quite a while. We used to struggle to make our times on our early season gassers, and we're hitting those times already. So they've got goals they've set. They've got things they want to do, and I'm just there to help them navigate them.
I know you enjoy the work itself. Is there anybody in particular you've had a ton of fun working with this far into the season?
Say that again?
Is there anybody on the offensive line at Scott this year that you've particularly had a lot of fun coaching so far up until this point in the season?
You know, we've got – it's always fun when they're too – this phase of the experiment, because you've seen them as sophomores when they were scared assless and they didn't know what to do and they didn't know where they were going, and now I'm probably more in the older guys' way than I'm actually helping them. They can fix a lot of their own problems. They can solve a lot of their puzzles themselves. So it's a fun thing to see them mature and evolve, and it's always good when you don't have to have a very, very basic football conversation. You can have high level discussions of alignments and you know, this guy moved here, he did this, we should do this. That to me is always cool. We've got a good set of seniors that know quite a bit, and a couple of juniors that are going to get in the mix and be very valuable to our team. So the evolution of it is always fun to me. It's I don't want them to be robotic. They have to understand concept, they have to understand scheme, and they have to understand responsibility in every situation that they play in, because I can't call timeout every time something changes.
Can this group?
That's a cool thing to me.
Can this group of guys be good enough to get you the call up to fix the offensive line in Chicago?
I think that may be more of a front office problem where you've got to make a little bit smarter decisions and commit some money to getting some guys that were there. But when there's no vision or the vision is erratic, it's hard to sell guys to come to your team.
Playing at Nebraska or coaching and giving back to young student athletes, which do you enjoy more?
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you say that again.
Oh, between your time as a player at Nebraska and giving and your time now coaching and giving back to young student athletes, which do you appreciate and enjoy more?
They go hand in hand to an extent. I was very fortunate through my whole career. I had a hell of an offensive line coach who's actually going to come out to practice this afternoon, and head coach in Grand Island, Kenny Fisher. He just passed away, but Brian Mabee, our offensive line coach, is going to come out. He texted me last night to see if he'd come check out practice. I said, you come whenever you want. Going to college, get to work with Milt Tenneper and Dan Young and the things that they taught me, I'm wasting a gift if I don't pass it on to kids. Now, probably more than ever, kids need a little bit more guidance, a little more direction, a little more fire under their ass that they can do whatever they want to do. They just have to do it. It's too much has been handed to some phases of our society. And so for me, I just try to pass on all the things that I've been passed on and put my little spin on them. They know I'm going to be hard on them, but it's only because I think the world of them. I think they have unlimited potential to do whatever they want to do in their lives. So that's probably, for me, they're both very gratifying things. To be around greatness for 5 years, it was awesome. To have the success that the teams that I've been able to coach have had on the field, it's really rewarding as well.
Matt Verzal joins us here on Sharp and Betting in the Morning. I know you usually like to wait till you get closer to the season because of injuries in the end of preseason or what have it. What do you think is more likely of a chance of happening, the Bears getting over 5.5 wins or Nebraska getting over their win total of 7.5?
I'd say that's a push.
Okay.
Until you push on both of them, even with the halves.
Even what I was gonna say.
To me, I got out of the prognostication business a long time ago because I learned people that know where I come from know why I am the way I am. In my world, you're 3-9 until you're not 3-9. That's what I have to view you as because that's what you've shown me. In the world of the Bears, you're 4-12 or whatever they were last year until you're not 4-12. And you may get new parts and pieces and all these kind of things, but I don't know how those are going to gel together. So I'm a prove it kind of guy. So I struggle with the preseason, guessing on those bets, especially with money that I have. But it's, you have to prove it. You're 3-9 until you're not 3-9. And that's, I think it would put everybody else's mind at ease instead of the hope and the optimism and just sometimes the crushing fall of it. Like, listen, this is what we are until we're not. We kind of have to view it that way.
Agreed. I'm a diehard Bears fan as well. Jimmy bringing in let's change the topic real quick. Let's go over to your alma mater. One more week left in fall camp before they got to start gearing up to head to Dublin. How does this coaching staff capitalize on a sense of urgency that they've had during this fall camp and make sure this team finishes this camp strong and focused?
I think you have to know, I think a big point would be the emphasis of urgency probably wouldn't be a word I would use, but
okay.
Pride would probably be where I would go.
Fair.
A little more into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go over and show, and shut people up and prove that you're better than your record has indicated the past few years. That prove that all these little things that bit you in the heels, your inability to have great special teams play every game, your inability to close games, your inability to, all those things, the beauty of sport, you get another day to prove it. So when you go out there, to me, I would have a goal in their mind and be like, listen, it is what it is. What's in the past, we've got opportunities today to prove that we've made great strides. Northwestern happens to be our opponent. They happen to get to figure it out. If you can score 35, then score 56. Just never let up, never ease up, hammer down the whole time. It's not your job to stop yourself. It's their job to stop you. So I would have that just to get out. And if you have any sense of pride in yourself, in your craft, in your team, in your family, in your teammates, in your coaches, go be proud of what you've done at the end of the game. Don't leave with regret. Regret is a terrible thing. I've got a lot of them in my life. It's horrible. But go leave that proud of the product you put on the field and see how that goes. I've always said I would take a kid that plays 100 mile an hour wrong over 50 miles an hour right. 50 miles an hour in the right blocking scheme doesn't help you. 100 miles an hour wrong, you might pick somebody off and your running back sees something they cut through. Mm-hmm. Just play hard.
Burns, you got me ready to put the chin strap on right
Absolutely.
Now. Got me fired up.
Goosebumps.
Hey, speaking of which, you obviously host Husker Hangover. Do we get a preseason version of that, or do you wait till after the first game before we get to hear you here?
Nope. I there's no preseason. We just wait till the game and then go from there if it happens.
Is there a drink of choice for the first show?
I don't drink anymore. I'm an edibles guy. The hangover's not as bad. I feel a lot better when I wake up in the morning. But people are more than welcome to come down if they want. I'll make them a drink at the break.
There you go. That's Matt Verzal. We appreciate you, Verz. Sorry again for getting to you late. It's good to catch up with you, though. We'd love to talk to you later in the season.
All good, boys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Verz.
Stop out of Paisan today and grab lunch, grab a drink.
Absolutely.
Have a conversation with Mike. Or with Matt and Mike. Well, Mike might be there,
get
too.
Some life
have
advice.
Have a conversation with Matt. He might be able to inspire you today as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Verz for joining us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the offensive line in Lincoln. We come back here on 1620 Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.